This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Barack Obama endorsed Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Thursday in the Canadian election, calling him an effective leader and a rare endorsement of a candidate by a former American president in an election held by the U.S.'s northern neighbors. It's also the second time Obama has done it. He urged Canadians to re-elect the Liberal leader in Canada's last election in 2019. Trudeau is in a tough re-election fight with his Conservative rival ahead of Monday's parliamentary election. Trudeau formed a close relationship with Obama when he was president. The former president has long been popular with many Canadians. Obama also endorsed Emmanuel Macron for president in France's 2017 election, and he warned British voters against leaving the European Union. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on a trip to Britain, said on Thursday China's restrictions on free speech and human rights are getting worse, and its control of tech data poses a threat to the West. Pelosi praised a new Indo-Pacific Security Alliance between the United States, Britain, and Australia, a partnership China denounced on Thursday. In Britain, for a meeting of parliamentary leaders from the Group of Seven, Pelosi criticized what she called China's military aggression in the South China Sea, its genocide of the Uyghur Muslim minority, restrictions in Tibet, and the suppression of democracy in Hong Kong and other parts of China. Pelosi, who is third in succession for the U.S. presidency, also praised Britain for phasing out equipment from Chinese tech giant Huawei from its 5G network. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. West African leaders gathered in Accra on Thursday to determine how the region's main political and economic bloc can steer Guinea back towards constitutional rule following a coup that ousted President Alpha Condé last week. The 15-nation economic community of West African states condemned the coup and has suspended Guinea from the bloc's decision-making bodies. Ghana's president, the current chairman of the group, said in remarks before a closed-door session he hoped the heads of state will help offer durable solutions to the crisis. He added the leaders will also hear a report from the mediator of the crisis in Mali, former Nigerian president Goodluck Jonathan. Mali has also been suspended from the organization following two coups within a year. The junta in Guinea, led by a former member of the French Foreign Legion, is holding consultations with various public figures, groups, and business leaders in the country to map a framework for a transitional government. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed said Thursday he has suspended the prime minister's power to hire and fire officials, escalating political conflict in the destabilizing Horn of Africa nation. The dispute between Mohamed and Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble marks an escalation of months of tension between them and a country already damaged by militant attacks and clan rivalries. The president said in a statement, quote, the prime minister violated the constitution, saying the suspension will last until the conclusion of elections later this year. Mohamed and Roble had clashed in April when the president unilaterally extended his four-year term by 2 years, prompting army factions loyal to each man to seize rival positions in the capital, Mogadishu. French authorities said Thursday the leader of the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara died of wounds from a drone strike that hit him on a motorcycle last month in southern Mali in a French-led operation involving backup from U.S., EU, Malian, and Nigerian military forces. The French government did not disclose how they identified him as Adnan Aboud Walid al-Sahrawi, whose group has terrorized the region. His death has not been immediately independently verified. France declared the killing a major victory against jihadists in Africa and justification for years of anti-extremist efforts in the Sahel. French government officials described al-Sahrawi as enemy number one in the region and accused him of ordering or overseeing attacks on U.S. troops, French aid workers, and some 2,000 to 3,000 African civilians, most of them Muslim. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.